Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Say, I was reading in our local paper a story that Minnesota Public Radio put out recently that talked about high school and just school counselors in general, and that Minnesota is kind of behind most other states. I think we rank next to last in terms of the number of counselors per student in our public schools in Minnesota. And I guess it has to do with, you know, current law. There is no mandate that says there has to be counselors in a certain percentage and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So they're usually the first ones to get cut when a school is in financial trouble.
Yeah, apparently, you know, it's, you know, cutting a student counselor is one of those things that doesn't increase class size, and so that makes it a little more palatable. But yeah, I think people were surprised. I know I was surprised to find out that Minnesota has an average of 800 students per counselor, and there are many school districts that don't have any counselors, and that Minnesota is second to the bottom,
right,
in this particular ratio.
Which is a little disturbing on a number of fronts. First of all, you know, you and I, when we went to school, the counselor oftentimes was a teacher who assumed that role.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly what they did is they talked to students about career plans and things like that. It rarely, that I can recall, ever got into things like, are there troubles in your family?
Right.
Are you having, depression issues, this sort of thing. That's changed a lot.
Apparently it has, yeah. I mean, counseling has gotten much more into just keeping an eye on kids, helping them out, making sure, especially with the growing awareness of bullying and other mental health issues that kids are having. I think counselors are seen as another person who's able to just help watch kids and kind of steer them through things and make sure that they're getting help when they need it.
Yeah, and there's family dynamic issues. There are issues of poverty that mm-hmm. come into play. Have you even eaten? You know, those
right,
are the kinds
right.
of things that can really affect a child's mm-hmm. Ability in school, as well as obviously just, you know, physically they're unable to perform.
Right.
Yeah. So it's an interesting dilemma that we face with high school counselors and school counselors in general in Minnesota. And, you know, again, it's I think due in large part to the fact there really is no mandate that says schools have to have a certain ratio. And if it is 800 as an average, well, that means there are some counselors that are dealing with much higher numbers.
Yeah, that's a lot. And apparently, you know, as it seems to happen often in many things, this situation is worse in rural school districts. And it's understandable because they do have more trouble with funding and have to make cuts and just having to deal with the stress of a lower tax base and not as much funding and not able to have as many of the what some may call bells and whistles that other districts can afford.
Well, it's become on the radar now among the so-called experts. So
right.
Now that it has, I wonder kind of what's going to happen with policy on that issue, but I guess that remains to be seen. But thanks for sharing with us today, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.